Coco News Time, 7:42.
Well, as California is opening back up, people are going to restaurants, dentists. I went to the dentist last week, getting their hair done.
I'm doing that today.
Ah, there we go. But if you own one of those businesses and a worker gets COVID-19, are you responsible for it?
John Kabatek is the president of the National Federation of Independent Business. And John, are business owners on the hook? And do they have to have gotten coronavirus or COVID-19 on the job?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. Appreciate it. We represent about 15,000 small businesses across the state, from San Diego all the way to the north of the state, and then 300,000 across the nation. And at NFIB, we're here to represent, make sure the small businesses have that voice. But to answer your question, the way that the governor's recent executive order reads, yes, small business owners are on the hook for employees to cover the workers' comp costs for employees, even if that was not contracted in the workplace. The way it actually states is that an employer has to prove that it didn't happen within the four walls of their workplace, and that is just next to impossible. So we have real concerns about that, and we have concerns for these small business owners who are already facing so many levels of problems right now. To put that burden on them and make them magically prove that this happened in the workplace, that's asking a lot of a mom and pop these days, especially these days.
So how do presumptions change current workers' compensation rules?
Well, basically, the way it works is that, you know, for more than 100 years, workers' comp has provided a very durable, no-fault system for employers to take care of injured workers. But the way that this works now with the governor's executive order is it basically says that from the months of March through July during these hard times of COVID, basically it presumes that an employee contracting it got it in the workplace. So the employer is actually going to actually have to prove somehow that that did not happen in their workplace. And the employee could have gotten it standing in line at a grocery store, dropping their kids off at a friend's house, you know, even from somebody in their own household. But now that burden of proof is going to have to be on the employer to say it did not happen here. The hard part we have is if our policymakers and even scientists can't even tell us how far and wide this pandemic has spread and how long it's going to be with us, how is it that they have the magic powers to conclude that the workplace was the actual source of this virus and that the employer now is on the hook to pick up the tab?
All right, so
we just think it's absurd.
So workers' comp insurance, how much does it generally cost and how much does this add to the cost?
Well, workers' comp actually costs, you know, what we're finding right now is that, just to give you an idea, in 2018, employers in California's work comp system had a cost that cost about $23.5 billion with a B in 2018. Now, approximately 67% of employers are insured, and then about 30% are self-insured. But what we're finding now is this new cost, just for this short period, with the governor's new order, is forecast to add more than $1.2 billion in new costs to small businesses. So remember, these costs don't only hurt the small businesses, but they're going to result in fewer shifts, fewer hours, and even the jobs of employees. And then at the end of the day, as we tell people, this is less dollars for public services, fire, police, health, education. So it's a real problem. We actually have had a great working relationship with the governor's office, but this is one discussion we're having with them to make sure that he knows this is a burden on a small business that right now is facing so many levels of problems, let alone these recent riots. Many of them are hit with so many problems related to that. But so many small business problems. We got to make sure small businesses get out of the hole they're in. This does not help them get there.
John Kabatek, president of the National Federation of Independent Business, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And if anybody's interested, they can go to nfib.org or contact our local rep. We have a great rep down in San Diego, Will Sparks, at 858-245-8825 if people want to get involved and join up and be a part of our voice.
All right. Thank you.